You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is a hovercraft? It's a type of vehicle or craft that can hover or be suspended over a surface. The surface could be land or water. And the vehicle can hover over one spot, or it can travel across the surface. A hovercraft can even travel over water, then land, and back again, or vice versa. The hovering effect is produced by fans that blow air down beneath the craft. This creates a thin layer of air between the vehicle and the surface. Basically, the craft is floating on a thin film of air. The air layer reduces friction between the vehicle and the surface. Decreased friction allows the vehicle to move much easier. Some hovercraft have a curtain or skirt beneath the craft, and the skirt helps to contain the cushion of air under the craft. Those are the basics, but let's get a little more technical. We'll need to understand a little about aerodynamics. Aerodynamics is the field that studies the motion of gases, how gases interact with solids, liquids, and other gases, and the forces that act on gases. So, the aerodynamics of a hovercraft involve the layer of air beneath the craft, how that layer interacts with the surfaces above and below the air layer, and how the layer is created. There are two primary motions associated with hovercraft technology. The first is lift. Lift is what allows the craft to move up on top of that cushion of air above the ground or water. Lift is produced by those downward-facing fans or propellers. The second motion is thrust, also called propulsion. Thrust is the horizontal motion across the surface. It's what causes the craft to move forward, backward, or sideways. The direction of thrust is caused by the position of horizontal propellers. Here's a great activity to try with scouts or students. Get a bottle cap and carefully drill a hole through the top. Using a glue gun, glue the bottom of the cap to an old CD or DVD so the cap is positioned over the hole of the disc. Very carefully, cut the top off a soda bottle so it's about 2 inches tall. Then glue gun that short bottle opening around the bottle cap. You want to have a perfect seal around the bottle cap. After your glue is dried, place the disc on a smooth table. Blow up a balloon with air, and pinching it shut, carefully stretch the balloon opening over the bottle top opening. When you stop pinching the balloon, the air will leave the balloon, go through the bottle top opening, under the CD, and cause it to skitter around the table. You can change its direction with a simple flick of your finger. Well, we've just learned a little bit about a hovercraft. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.